Psalm 91 verse 1 encourages us to make our dwelling place in a special and close connection with God. It's like finding a comfortable home where God is not just a guest, but a constant, caring presence. Imagine it as choosing to live with God as your trusted roommate. In this shared living space with God, it's as if you're residing in a secure and loving environment. Picture it like finding refuge under a massive, protective tree. Today, we're diving into the Bible secrets of Psalm 91 verses 1-5 that will enrich our lives, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. This tree represents the Almighty, and when you choose to live close to it, you benefit from its shade and shelter. It's a place of safety where worries and fears find no room because you are under the watchful care of God. Think of this connection with God as your personal fortress. A fortress is like a strong, unbreakable castle that keeps you safe from any harm. When God is your fortress, it means you have a powerful protector who shields you from life's challenges and difficulties. It's like having a guardian who is always there, ready to lend a helping hand. Now, let's consider the idea of dwelling in the secret place. This isn't about hiding or being secretive, but rather it's about choosing to be close to God, making Him an essential part of your everyday life. It's like having a close friend with whom you share your thoughts, dreams, and concerns. This dwelling in the secret place offers a sense of intimacy and warmth, much like being in a close-knit family. It's a relationship where you feel known, understood, and loved. Just as a family provides support and encouragement, being in this secret place with God offers a source of strength and assurance in the ups and downs of life. In essence, Psalm 91 verse 1 encourages us to build our home in a close, trusting relationship with God, where we experience the comfort of His presence, the security of His protection, and the warmth of His love. It's an invitation to find solace in the shelter of God's care, much like resting peacefully under the shade of a mighty tree. Psalm 91 verse 2 reassures us that when we say, "The Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust," it's like expressing confidence and trust in God as our safety net. Imagine it as declaring that God is our go-to place when things get tough. He's like a strong and reliable fortress where we can find shelter from life's storms. Trusting God is similar to relying on a trustworthy friend who always has our back, a friend we can lean on when challenges come our way. It's not just about using words, it's about placing our trust in God's hands. When we say, "My God," it's like claiming a personal connection. We're saying that in the midst of uncertainties, we choose to trust in God as our guide and protector. Consider it as leaning on a solid rock when the ground feels shaky. God becomes our refuge, a safe haven where we find comfort and strength. Just as we seek shelter in a house during a storm, trusting God is finding safety in His presence when life's difficulties arise. In simpler terms, Psalm 91 verse 2 invites us to acknowledge God as our reliable and trustworthy support system. It's like recognizing that we have a faithful friend and protector in Him, someone we can always turn to for safety and assurance in the midst of life's challenges. Psalm 91 verse 3 assures us that God will keep us safe from tricky situations, comparing it to escaping from the trap set by a clever bird catcher. Think of it as God being our rescuer when we find ourselves in challenging circumstances. Just as a bird can be caught in a trap, life sometimes throws unexpected challenges our way. However, trusting in God is like having a guardian who guides us away from these snares, ensuring we don't fall into the traps of life's difficulties. Picture it as God providing a shield against invisible dangers, much like using an umbrella in the rain. His truth acts as a protective shield, guarding us from harm we might not even see coming. It's like having an invisible force field around us, keeping us secure. So, when we hear about perilous sicknesses or dangers, we don't need to fear. Trusting in God is like having a shield that defends us from these threats, giving us confidence in the face of uncertainties. Psalm 91 verse 3 encourages us to rely on God as our skilled guide and protector, leading us away from life's traps and shielding us from hidden dangers. Psalm 91 verse 4 paints a comforting picture of God's care using relatable images. It tells us that being close to God is like finding safety under a protective bird's wings. Imagine it as a small chick finding shelter under the wings of its mother bird. When we draw near to God, it's like being embraced and shielded from life's troubles, much like the chick nestled safely under the warmth and care of its mother. God's truth is described as a shield and a buckler, which are like strong guards. It's like having a shield that defends us from things that might harm us, just as a knight uses a shield for protection in a battle. God's truth is a constant, reliable source of protection, guarding us from both seen and unseen dangers. So, when life's storms come, be it worries, fears, or challenges, being close to God is like finding refuge under the wings of a caring bird. His truth acts as a shield, offering a sense of security and peace in the midst of life's uncertainties. Psalm 91 verse 4 invites us to experience the comfort of God's embrace and the strength of His truth, providing a haven of safety in our journey. Psalm 91 verse 5 assures us that we don't need to fear the unknown, especially during the nighttime or daytime. It's like saying that when we stick close to God, worries and fears lose their power. Picture it as walking through a dark forest with a trusted friend holding a lantern. The darkness represents life's uncertainties, but with God, it's like having a reliable light that guides us and takes away the fear of the unknown. In the daytime, imagine standing confidently with a sturdy umbrella during a storm. Trusting in God is similar. It's like having an umbrella of courage and assurance when life's challenges rain down on us. The fear of what might happen loses its grip because God is like our unshakable umbrella, keeping us dry in the midst of the storm. So, whether it's the mystery of the night or the challenges of the day, being close to God is like having a constant companion. It's like walking through life with a lantern in the dark and an umbrella in the storm, symbols of God's guidance and protection. Psalm 91 verse 5 encourages us to find comfort and confidence in God's company, knowing that fear diminishes when we trust in His presence. Psalm 91 invites us to experience a profound sense of security and comfort by establishing a close connection with God. It uses vivid and relatable images to convey the idea that trusting in God is akin to finding refuge and safety in various life situations. Just as dwelling in the secret place symbolizes a close, intimate relationship with God, verses 2, 3, 4, and 5 further emphasize the protective nature of this connection. Trusting in God is likened to taking shelter under the wings of a caring bird, finding guidance through dark paths with a trusted lantern, and standing confidently in the face of life's storms with a reliable umbrella. Psalm 91 assures us that, regardless of the challenges, uncertainties, or dangers we may encounter, God's presence serves as a constant source of strength, protection, and assurance. The imagery used in these verses encourages us to envision God as our trustworthy companion, guide, and shield, fostering a deep sense of peace and confidence in our journey through life. It's an invitation to embrace the comforting truth that, with God, we can face each day and night without fear, knowing that we are securely held in the embrace of His love and care.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.